Father, take over every church all over take over every church all over central Oklahoma. Shower them with joy, Lord. Shower them with righteousness. Lift them out of the bondage of religion and tradition and all the little foxes that spoil the vine. Just take them out of all the distractions. Lord, let you be Lord. Let you have it. Let you do it. Make them big, make them little, but make them yours, Lord. That's what we pray. Thank you for the pastor's luncheon this week. Thank you for pastors who need pastors just to get together and be encouraged and realize they're part of something bigger than just their local church. Thank you for the kingdom of God coming to town in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to have some fun this morning. My goodness. More fun, yeah. We're going to have more fun than we're already having. We're going to continue our new series called Unshakable. Sometimes I get to share, sometimes I don't. I got to share second service about 30 minutes, so if you're behind, you can jump online and listen to that. We were able to post it. And, wow, it was powerful. You know, I shared for about 30 minutes. We had to bring the praise team back. We just had to praise all over again. That's why we were bringing the kids in. And it's exciting. It's exciting. You say, well, I don't get with all this enthusiasm. You know, I don't get it. Well, number one, I won't apologize for our enthusiasm because the subject matter is beyond incredible. He is something. Amen. And he's eternal. And he's eternal, never going to end. The rule of the Spirit never ends. It's like leaven. Jesus said, Matthew 13:33, the kingdom of heaven is like leaven that a woman took and hid in one part of a three-part meal until all three parts were leavened. And Daniel chapter 2, the small stone Jesus cut out without hands, so it's not man-made. This king is not man-made, supernatural, spiritual. He'll become a great mountain and fill the whole earth. Amen. Isaiah 9, there'll be no end to his government and peace. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. It's exciting that Jesus, this is the message Bible in Isaiah 9, Jesus is taking over the ruling of the world. Now that sounds way more exciting than just waiting for the rapture. Oh God, please. Save us, oh God. The devil's taking over. Yeah, he is saving us, and he has saved us, and we're not going to sit around and say, look what the world is coming to. We're saying, look who has come into the world. And it really is there. Read it, Isaiah 9:6-7, Message Bible. He will come, and he will take over the ruling of the world, and there'll be no limit to the wholeness he brings. Now, that sounds rather exciting. Sign me up for that. Church membership, I don't know. But sign me up for the kingdom, man. Sign me up for the king and his kingdom taking over the ruling of the planet. Amen? Yes! So, we're trying to do a series called Unshakable. And as I told Second Service last week, we're not going to quit announcing the kingdom until he says quit. So if you're hoping this ends soon, best of luck to you. Because we're going to keep on going. And we're going to continue announcing that the Spirit of God is in town. So the series Unshakable is an expose on the kingdom of God. And God's been demonstrating his rule. He does it by the Spirit. And we like it. He looks good on us. We talked about that. Praise looks good on you. Righteousness looks good on you. Walking with Christ, you look better than you really are when you walk with him. It's true. Maybelline's got nothing on Jesus Christ. Why? Because I'm telling you the truth. These are the facts, okay? I'm not just making this up. Because you're not made by Maybelline for Maybelline. Is that still in business anymore? I don't know. Okay. Pastor said he wouldn't know. But we are made by Jesus and for Jesus. And so when we allow him to rule and reign and say, Lord, we're just falling in love with you. It reminds me of Revelation, I think it's, is it chapter 1? I can't remember. It's the first church, but he said, I have this. You lost your first love. You need to fall in love with me all over again. I think that's what's happening. And then he went on to tell Laodicea, hey, buy the gold. Buy the gold. Buy the gold. What's he saying to the church? Get rid of all the fluff and stuff. Get rid of all the other things, all the fake foo-foo things, and buy the gold. Amen. Amen. The essentials, the pure, the undefiled, the unshakable is the kingdom and spirit of our God. Because in Genesis 1:1, he creates two worlds simultaneously to work together. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. One of those worlds, the heavens, is to govern the other. And when the Spirit of the Lord, the heavens, is lording over the earth, there's liberty for mankind. And this is irrefutable because Jesus Christ walked around announcing the presence of the rule of God, the kingdom of God by the Spirit of God. And we saw the devil take a beating. We saw people set free of epileptic seizures and disease and all kinds of stuff. Demons had runaways. So when the heavens govern the earth, the people rejoice. Righteousness exalts a nation. And the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The best that man can do is, hey, let's make some more laws. We got to keep these people in line. Just get them in tune with Jesus. We won't rob 7-Eleven. We'll bless the people that go there. We'll pray for them. Amen. So God's been demonstrating at the times I get to share or the times I'm not sharing. He's demonstrating Matthew 12:28. When you see the devil losing by the Spirit of God, when you see God taking over the ruling of people's lives, you're going to see peace and you're going to see freedom. And he said, truly, the kingdom of God has come to Grace Church. When you see this, the kingdom of God has come to Grace Church. Come on, let's clap our hands. We're all do it right. Do it right. So two worlds in the beginning created to work together, designed for the one world, the heavens, the Spirit, to penetrate and bring stability to the other. Matthew chapter 3, verse 1, in those days John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is he who was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3:17, the Lord is the Spirit. So he's talking about Christ, but how many of you know Jesus Christ came with something? The Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of the heavens, the God who rules the heavens, that Spirit was in Christ. And so he is the supreme ruler. He is the Lord. And we see the demonstration that when the Spirit of the Lord is lording, people get set free. Not enslaved, they get set free. That's why you can tell the difference between religion. Religion will enslave people. Man sets rules, Jesus sets free. Man sets rules, Jesus sets free. So, right here he's saying, prepare the way for the ruling of the Spirit of Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. That's why the church can't throw out the Holy Spirit. The church has to welcome and embrace the Spirit of God. That's how he rules and he lords. Well, what about the word? Well, the law of the letter will kill, but the Spirit gives life to the letter. The Spirit gives life to the scriptures. Inward transformation and empowerment will always trump outward restraint, no matter how good the outward restraint law principle is. Now, the coming of Jesus Christ was prophesied about 800 years before he showed up. Joel chapter 2, verse 28 and 29. In the last days, God said, I'll pour out my church membership on everybody. Now, I'll pour out the Holy Spirit on everybody. Yeah. Sons and daughters will prophesy. Hannah, last week, 16 years old, gave a stout word to the body. In the last days, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh, even on your handmaidens, your servants, male, female. Everybody's going to have the Spirit of God. And then around 700 years before Jesus, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, for unto us a child is born and a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. He's going to extend this kingdom, this rule and this kingdom of peace. There'll be no end to it. We're not limping to the finish line. There'll be no end to the peace that he brings. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. So maybe it's time the zeal of the Lord of hosts hit the church in America. If he's the one performing it, we've shown what we can do. Let's let the Spirit of God lead the church. It is so good. And for those of you who are new, about 10 years ago, the Lord had asked, Jesus personally asked the elders in a meeting if we would let him take over the ruling of the church. If he could have Grace Church. We thought about it for about 10 seconds. We had a flash of brilliance and wisdom and said, yes. Yes, please. He said, because the church has been in the hands of men for far too long. Committees, denominations, man-made ideas. I want a church that I can govern. I want a church that I can say, let's do this, and the church does it. Can we clap our hands for that? That's amen. Thank you. Daniel chapter 2, this is around 600 years before Jesus shows up. The God of heaven, the God of where? Heaven will set up a kingdom that will never end. Right here on the earth, he'll set up a kingdom on the earth that will never end. And he'll smash through all the other kingdoms. Remember the bronze and the gold and the... It's smashed, that little stone, not made with human hands. This is not a human kingdom, it's a spirit kingdom. Will smash all the earthborn totalitarianisms. He'll smash through communism. They can't stop him. Look at China. China has tried so hard to stop him, and all we ever hear about is revival. The Spirit of Jesus telling believers in China, the meeting is at 6 over at this place. And he tells all of them, and they all show up at the same place. Because they can't distribute flyers. They can't go tell everybody what we're doing. They can't put it on the internet. Meet over at Joe's at 6. So he tells them where to go. It's incredible. He smashes through communism, socialism, any rulership. He's greater than. They can't stop him. Because he's spirit. We read about martyrs who they would drag into the Colosseum for the lions to eat or burn them at the stake, and they were singing. You can't stop him. You can take away their earth suit, but you can't kill them. Amen, somebody. The people of God live from the heavens to the earth. Hebrews talks about those who've tasted of the powers of the age to come. What fun to live in the power and reality of the age that's coming. I don't want to wait till heaven to know my Father's presence. I don't want to wait till heaven to know love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness. The earth needs it. I want to know him here and then extend his benevolent rule. He's so good and kind that we offer it to everyone. And we offer them personal relationship with Jesus. That's who they need. Amen. I don't want there to be more church members than people in love with Jesus. We've had enough of that. Let's have as many church people as love Jesus with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. Amen. And then 570 so years before Jesus showed up, Ezekiel 36, 26, God says, I will put my spirit within you. All this is prophesying the coming of a king and his kingdom. And the kingdom came, as I mentioned last week, through the Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to jot these down so you can go back and look at them. Mark 9:1, Jesus said, some of you who are with me right here will not taste death till you see the kingdom present with power. So he's talking to the disciples. So don't tell me the kingdom's all future. He said, there's some of you with me right now. You'll not taste death till you see my kingdom present with power. The word power there is dunamis. The Greek word dunamis. Should sound familiar. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Jesus said, and you shall receive power, dunamis, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. So the kingdom's coming via the vehicle of the Holy Spirit. He brings the rule of God. So if the church empties herself of the Spirit because, man, we don't know what he's going to do. We can't control him. He might have lied upon Johnny over there and he drive out a demon and then we're all frightened. If the church takes out the rule of God via the Holy Spirit of God, then she won't have any power. No demonstration. Man, but we got a great latte machine. We got a great children's program. And we're gonna go to Six Flags this year. I'm not against any of those, but you put those in place of the Lordship of Jesus Christ and His Spirit, I'd rather have Him. How about the day when all the youth say, hey, I want to hang out with Jesus. And if we do go to Six Flags, then let's witness. Amen. On fire. Touch your neighbor and say on fire. How about this one? 1 Corinthians 4:20. You liked that, didn't you? Touch him again. Say on fire. Get him, Lord. I like it. Touch him one more time and just say fire this time. Fire. Woo! Fire. Fire. More, Lord. Oh, it's just like fire. Shut up in my bones. I got the Holy Ghost fire. Shut up in my bones, it's just like fire. Shut up in my bones, I got that Holy Ghost fire. Shut up in my bones. Yeah, amen. Makes the Christian life rather exciting, doesn't it? Woo! Amen. All right, touch him one more time. Say fire one more time. Feels good, doesn't it? Woo! Do you know it was announced in all four Gospels that John would come and baptize with water, but the one coming after him would have a different baptism, and he would baptize you with the Holy Ghost and... Woo! Fire, Lord. Fire. Fire, Lord. All right, 1 Corinthians 4:20, the kingdom of God is not in word, it's in power. And that word power is dunamis. And then, of course, Matthew 12:28, Jesus said, if I drive out demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come. How did it come? By the Spirit of God. Dealing the devil damaging blows. So why doesn't the body of Christ see more of the kingdom and the power and the glory and the love of Jesus Christ himself? Most churches will limit the Holy Spirit at best. Limit. And then there's other ones that think he was given just for the purpose of tongues. Like they're chasing after tongues. Man, don't do that. Chase him. And then whatever he wants to give you, take that. Amen. I felt something there. Take that. Take that. Don't chase tongues. Take that, Ron. Amen. Chase the Holy Spirit. Pursue Him, the kingdom, and His King, His righteousness. Seek Him first. Everything else gets added to you. Could you imagine a church that believed that the purpose of the Spirit wasn't lordship and ruling you every day and baptizing you in the love of Jesus every day, but it was just tongues? You sell them way short. All right, I put this... This handout is on the usher's table back there by Dale. And this is some of the roles of the Holy Spirit. He guides us into all truth. John 16:13. He convicts us. John 16:8. He regenerates us. You're born again. John 3. He lives inside of us. He testifies of Jesus. He empowers us, fills us, teaches us to pray, bears witness with us, produces fruit through us, teaches us, gives us joy, comforts us. He distributes spiritual gifts. Anoints us for ministry, Luke 4:18. He unites us, seals us, quickens our mortal bodies, reveals the deep things of God to us, reveals all that's ours in Christ. He is the Spirit of Jesus in us, John 14. Baptizes us into Christ, brings us liberty, transforms us, grants us everlasting life, strengthens us, sheds God's love abroad in our hearts. Our source of true worship is the Spirit, executive producer of the kingdom of God, Romans 14:17, and he washes and renews us, Titus 3:5. I would say we probably need the Holy Spirit in the church.
Amen.
Amen. So the Lord told me this week, he said, tell them how the kingdom came so they can know how he's still coming. Because the kingdom is still encroaching. I'm praying every day God messes with you and encroaches on your business. High five. Gotta love a pastor that's praying God's messing with you. Every day encroaching upon your ideas and your idealisms every day. So he said, tell them how the kingdom came so they'll know how the kingdom can come to them and through them every single day. Because God is not in the business of giving you so much on Sunday that he doesn't want to give you anything else until next Sunday. I guarantee you that. He is not in that business. He will baptize you this morning. He'll encourage you and empower you this morning. So the first thing you think of tonight when you go to bed is him. And the first thing you think about tomorrow morning before you get out of bed is him. And you live and walk and move and have your being every day in him. Now give him praise in the house of God. Amen. Ha ha ha. Yeah. Woo. Man, I'm shaking on the inside in a good way. So let me show you this. How did the kingdom get here? I showed you all the prophecies that the Spirit is coming. He's going to go inside. A king is coming with a kingdom. They're all tied together. Luke, bless you. Luke 1:30. The angel said to Mary, okay? So we're looking at the fulfillment of all that's been prophesied here. How did the king and his kingdom get here? The angel said, don't be afraid, Mary. You found favor with God. She's just the first. And behold, you will conceive in your womb. You bring forth a son. His name will be Jesus. He'll be great. He'll be called the Son of the Highest, the heavenly realm. Doesn't it make sense if the model is to govern the earth from the heavens? That you need someone who's fully God and fully man to show up and say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Follow me. Amen. That is Jesus Christ, the kingdom in human form, demonstrating what heaven is like, love and joy and peace and dealing the enemy damaging blows. But then he shows you how life is to be lived on earth as a spirit-born son in love with his father every single day of his life. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God. You gotta understand, he's a perfect representation of how life is to be lived here and of the government we represent from there. All that was free of charge. Hit me. So, he'll be great. He's the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign. There it is, R-E-I-G-N, over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Says he's coming, this son, Mary, that's going to be conceived inside of you. He's a king, and he's bringing rule, and he's bringing freedom, and he's bringing the Spirit of the living God here into the earth realm. Says nothing about he's starting a religion, or he's starting a holiday around December every year. Doesn't say anything about that. Says he's coming to rule. He's coming to rule the hearts of men, and how does he rule? By the Spirit. Prove it. John 18:36-37. Pilate's interviewing him. Hey, they say you're the king of the Jews. Are you a king? Jesus said, you say rightly that I am a king. But my kingdom is not of earthly origin. It's not from this realm. If it were, my servants would fight. We would fight in the natural. But our warfare is not in the natural. Amen. He came to rule. Touch your neighbor and say, he came to rule. Touch him again and say, now let him. Let him rule. Let him rule. That's all we have to do. Let him rule. What does it look like? Seek him first. Every day. The king and his kingdom, his rule. I seek first his rule. Everything else will be added to you. That's your goal. Write it on your chalkboard. This is my goal. Let him rule. You say, well, sometimes I'm tempted, you know, and there's things on the computer and they flash it on my mind and the computer's begging me to come and look at things I shouldn't look at. What should I do? Let him rule. Invite him into that situation right there, right then. I say, Lord, govern me. I have thoughts that I know are not of you. Lord me. And you'll find yourself praying for those men and women that are being abused through sex trafficking and pornography and all that kind of stuff. Let him rule. He'll give you his perspective of what's going on. Hallelujah. So the angel tells Mary, a king in his kingdom is coming. He's coming to rule. Verse 34, and Mary asked a very valid question. How will this happen? How's it going to be? How's it going to be? How's this going to happen? Says, I don't know a man. Verse 35, and the angel said, remember, the question being posed is, how's the ruler coming? And the Lord had asked me, he said, show them how it came, and then they'll know every single day how it comes. Because the bottom line of what we need his lordship every day of our lives. It can't just be about Jesus being Savior. I'm glad he's Savior, but he needs to be Lord of your life. And you'll thank him for it. He'll make you a better husband, better wife, better child, better grandchild, better student in school. He will enhance and heighten everything about yourself. My goodness. So Mary said, how's it going to happen since I don't know a man? Verse 35, the angel said, The Holy Spirit will come. The King arrived via the Holy Spirit. Who will come upon you and conceive. He's going to conceive Jesus in Mary. Does that sound familiar? When you got born again, the Holy Spirit in the same way conceived Christ in your heart. Not your womb, but in your heart. Although you can draw the correlation many times dealing with seed and all that, that your heart is a womb. So the Holy Spirit comes and conceives the Son of God on the inside of you. And then, woo! And then, so the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power, everybody say the power. Guess what the Greek word here is? Dunamis. Dunamis. And the power of the highest, the heavenly realm, will overshadow you. And the Holy One who will come forth in you will be called the Son of God. The Holy Spirit will conceive Christ in the womb of your heart. And then the power of God will bring forth Christ through your life. So when people see you, they see him. The Son of God will be made manifest in and through you. Clap your hands in this house. Amen. Woo! Yeah. So what does this mean? It means every day you walk with the Holy Spirit. Every day you walk with him, you receive of him. Verse 38 in Luke chapter 1. I didn't put it up there. Gavin, you guys can come. Come on out. What did Mary say? Be it unto me according to your word. And when the word and the spirit meet, power is released. And I'm not talking about human power. I'm talking about the heavens power, godly power. Word, put this on your fridge. Word plus spirit equals power. There's been a divorce in the body of Christ, unfortunately, where many churches have said, we're married to the Word. We study the Bible. The Bible is it. They give nary a wink to the Holy Spirit. Then you've got other churches who said, well, we're all spirit, I tell you. And they end up way out there, you know, doing whatever. The Word plus the Spirit equals the power of the heavens. Amen? How about a biblical example? Is Jesus Christ the living Word? Matthew 3, He comes up out of the water. The Spirit in the form of a dove alights upon Him for ministry. And we saw all kinds of power when the Spirit and the Word are married together in proper balance. Power will be released in the church once again. Stand to your feet. Woo! Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands with me. Father, fill us fresh with the Holy Spirit. Fill us fresh once again. Let the church be baptized in the love of Christ once again. Lord, that You would reveal Him to us. And that You would be revealed through us. Just like the Holy Spirit conceives Christ in our heart, the Holy Spirit endues us with power from on high. Heavenly authority. Heavenly backing. Never for self-serving purposes. Ever. But that the world would become intimate with Jesus Christ. Lord, that even when people are healed, it's only so they can know the healer. It's only so they can know the healer. Because this is eternal life. That they would know You, the one and only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. It's all about people knowing You. Holy Spirit, alight afresh upon Your church. Glory to God. Come on, just receive of Him this morning. Just drink Him all in. Drink Him all in. He's everything you need. It's not a one-time coming, but allowing the Holy Spirit to rule, allowing King Jesus to rule your heart every single day. May You be the last thing we think about when we go to bed. May You be the first thing we think about when we get out of bed. My goodness, walking and talking with You, Lord, every day of our lives, saturate us, empower us. Lord, take us deeper in our knowing of You. I want to know You, God. I want to know You. I want to know You. I want to know You intimately by the person of the Holy Spirit. Woo, my goodness. My goodness, just drink Him in. Just drink Him in. Hallelujah.
You've been listening to Grace Church, advancing God's kingdom, one heart at a time. For more, visit us online at gracechurch.community.